Now, on Post has said AI software was not used to generate the artwork on a stamp, which appears to show a television aerial on a building behind the nationalist leader, Daniel O'Connell. Listeners contacted RTE querying why a television aerial is featured on a stamp, which is supposed to depict a scene from 1844. RTE's Justin McCarthy is with us. Justin, can you describe this stamp and tell us why some people were a little bit confused?
Well, Rachel, On Post issued two new stamps this week to commemorate the nationalist leader Daniel O'Connell, 250 years since his birth. They were unveiled by the Taoiseach Micheál Martin at Trinity College, where there was a symposium dedicated to Daniel O'Connell, who, as we know, was a very important civil rights leader in Irish history, having led the movement for Catholic emancipation, which granted political and civil rights to Catholics in Ireland and Britain. And one of those stamps, it's the second of the two which is featured on the On Post website, it depicts O'Connell as he travels through Dublin city centre on an elaborate gilded chariot following his release from Richmond Prison in 1844, where he'd been jailed for proposing one of his monster meetings in Clontarf, which had been declared illegal. And in that stamp, in the background behind O'Connell, there's an image of the GPO on one side with some flags flying in the background depicting the harp and so on. And then on the other side, there's a building with a chimney on which there appears to be an old style television aerial. It's one of those ones that looks like an upside down rake. It's the
we all grew up with them.
We did, the ultra high frequency aerials, which you sometimes see on chimneys on houses right around the country.
But of course, Daniel O'Connell didn't grow up with TV aerials because television wasn't around in 1844.
He didn't. That's right. Television first. It was first received in Ireland in 1949. That's a full 105 years after the image depicted in this stamp. Broadcasting only began in Ireland in 1953, and the first RTE television broadcasts were in 1961, and it's after that that we would have seen those aerials become common on houses and buildings around the country. So safe to say that Daniel O'Connell wasn't rushing home on his gilded chariot to watch the Sunday game.
And that is why
a listener got in touch with us to ask whether On Post had used AI software to generate this image. Because as we know, AI can generate artwork in seconds, but it often gets those small but very important details wrong.
So you decided to ask On Post about this. What have they been saying to you?
Well, we asked them and they said it's not AI and this is entirely intentional. A spokesperson said the stamps are an artistic representation of Daniel O'Connell and the huge impact he had in Ireland at the time. They were developed by the renowned Irish designer and artist David Rooney, who included some sort of visual signal to link to the very modern global range and impact of O'Connell. And On Post said O'Connell's methods of in terms of communications and galvanising the population were thoroughly modern, and hence the inclusion of a sort of artistic anachronism to link to those very points. So it was artistic license, not an AI error. That's what On Post is telling us. And it says that it doesn't use AI in stamp design. It's one of the most prolific and constant commissioners of Irish art and design in the country. So it's artists and not computers which design these stamps. It did commission two stamps last year by an established AI artist, but that was very much to show AI design. But this, it said this commission last year was a once-off. So if people, I suppose, if they do want to see the stamp in question, we have a story on the RT website about it now and people can judge for themselves.
Fantastic. Justin, thank you very much. We'll be paying tribute to our brilliant colleague, Sean Rocks, after this break.